I'm David Smith, and you're listening to the Faith in Teaching podcast from the Kaiser Institute for Christian Teaching and Learning at Calvin University. In this series, we'll be talking with researchers and educators who are working to understand how Christian faith affects teaching, learning, and the way we do education. Today, I'm in conversation with Kyra Sevensma. Kyra's connected to Calvin University and also Lenoir Rhine University, has been doing work with us in assessment, and Dr. Sevensma was also one of the researchers on the project that led to the book Digital Life Together, which is about the role of technology in Christian schools. So, Kyra, tell us a little bit about that project and what drew you to it. How did you get involved with your background in a project about technology in Christian schools?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, David. The project really struck my interest because prior to the research that was proposed in Christian schools looking at digital technology integration, I had been looking a lot at digital literacies and how students, particularly students with disabilities, engage in digital literacies within the classroom. So when we started to talk about a potential project thinking about looking at technology in Christian schools, I recognized a huge potential there for me to start to explore more broadly digital literacies in a general education setting where students are included and take a look at those practices. But it also allowed me to start to think about how teachers began to see the integration of their mission with the academic component of digital literacies. And so I think that drew me initially to the project. And then from there, it really grew and expanded in interesting ways. I was also thrilled to hear that there was a mixed methods project being proposed. There's not a lot of research out there about how to integrate digital technologies into K-12 Christian schools. And so the opportunity to be part of that project was really exciting for me.
So folk who are not directly in research are probably going to be a little hazy about what a mixed methods project is and why that's a good thing. What was it about that was attractive?
Yeah, absolutely. So mixed methods research is using multiple methods within the research community to explore questions about technology integration or whatever your research question is. So for example, we might approach a question by handing out surveys and asking folks to fill out surveys. We might go into a classroom and observe. We may also be able to hold focus groups. There are a variety of research methods you could use, but when we use multiple methods together, we gain the benefit of all of those methods and their strengths. So every method has a strength and a limitation. So if I give a survey, for example, I get great data that I can quantify and I can look at, but I can't ask questions if I have anything lingering that I wonder after looking at that data, which is numerical. So I could have a focus group then where I ask questions and follow up on some of the patterns that I began to see in the survey. So what we really get then is a complex picture of what's happening in terms of technology integration when we use a mixed methods approach.
So we can use the different kinds of research to sort of check up on each other's findings. So what piece of this particularly connected with your own expertise? Was there a sub area of research that you dived into particularly deeply?
Yeah, so one of the areas that really connected for me was observational work and thinking about how do we go into classrooms and observe, collect data from the students, from the teachers, understand what they're thinking about planning, and how do we gather that, collect that, and analyze that. So from a method perspective, that's what was interesting to me. And then we had this fantastic opportunity within the project to begin to think about the teachers who were recognized as thoughtful technology teachers. Could we go into their classrooms and do these unit-long investigations about what was happening in the classroom? So what we saw in this project was an opportunity to ask around the school community which teachers were doing this teaching with technology well. And then we had an opportunity to go into those classrooms and observe for an entire unit. So during this time, we had the opportunity to ask the students to sit down with us in focus groups about what they were learning and what they were experiencing in relation to the content and the technology and some of the Christian commitments that we were looking at. We were able to gather student work. We were able to gather teaching plans, lesson plans. We were able to talk to the teachers about what was happening in that classroom. And so the opportunity to explore what these expert technology teachers were doing was really quite incredible. And that's what drew me to this particular aspect of the project.
So what particular kinds of challenges were teachers facing as technology came to the classroom? I mean, there's the obvious one of just learning to use the device, but that's a relatively short-term thing. There were some bigger things than that going on in terms of teachers having to adjust, weren't there?
Yeah, there certainly were. So when we look at this shift towards modern Christian schools adopting digital technologies, we recognized that the curriculum was completely decentered. Teachers that had previously relied on curriculum where the connections between the academic content and Christian perspectives and student formation and discernment were already established, we're now being asked to leverage those digital resources to shape the curriculum. So what happened is we now have teachers who are becoming designers, working with new technologies and a vast body of resources available for supporting teaching and learning, but they are now responsible for crafting curriculum. And it's more dynamic, it's more porous. With every good resource comes a potentially bad resource. These teachers are going to have to make the connections to some of those Christian perspectives, to how this relates to student formation, how we might help students discern what we're bringing into the curriculum through the resource of the internet. And so there's a whole set of new challenges that came when we saw modern Christian schools adopt digital technology. So this is what teachers talk a lot about. And specifically, when we talk to the teachers who were the most thoughtful about using technology, they talked really about three or four things. First of all, technology shifts the relational dynamics between teachers and students. Technology requires that you embrace an attitude of openness and a willingness to adapt as a teacher. And that you approach technology and teaching with technology in some ways with a sense of play, pedagogical play, so that you can experiment and learn with a technology. And we can talk about each of those if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. So give me an example of pedagogical play.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we were in classrooms, we saw a teacher, for example, this would have been a Bible teacher, standing in the classroom, telling the class, all right, we're getting ready today to introduce you to first century Corinth. And all of a sudden, on the screen, a FaceTime call rings. And the students look up because they're surprised that this is happening. I'm not sure what the students are expecting, but the teacher is certainly expecting this because he's designed it. The teacher opens up a video call, and what we see on the screen is kind of a haphazard background that looks like first century Corinth. It's pretty rustic. There are bricks in the background. There are two teachers who we can clearly recognize wearing wigs and adopting interesting accents. We hear the sound of first century Corinth, the carriages and the crowds of people in the background, and all of a sudden, these teachers who've been recorded say, oh, hello, students. Welcome to Corinth. And the students in the classroom, looking surprised, are now engaged in a FaceTime call that's been pre-recorded. And the teacher walks through a dialogue. So after saying hello, the teacher in the classroom says, oh, hello, it's nice to see you too. Now, keep in mind, this is all timed out. So as they continue through the script, the recorded teachers on the time call are walking them through what the teacher wants them to know about first century Corinth. And the students are engaged, they're connected. We can really see the innovation of this teacher in delivering the content about first century Corinth to introduce the entire unit in a way that engages the students, that's innovative, that really helps them think more deeply about what it may have actually been like to be in first century Corinth.
So, I mean, one of the questions that gave rise to this whole project was actually to do with this shift in curriculum, where it seemed that once there was a time where Christian schools could say they were Christian because they had a Christian curriculum, they've got the Christian textbooks and the Christian curriculum map and so on, and the teachers basically just need to lead students through that material. But now with digital technology, the curriculum's the internet. There's a sense in which the school doesn't even control the curriculum anymore. It's everything that a student can access through a laptop. So that seems to, at one and the same time, take some control away, because students can access like a whole range of stuff that wasn't necessarily pre-approved. But it also, you're suggesting, puts more burden on the teacher to be this kind of creative center who's taking all of this and spinning stories out of the resources that are available.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And we heard teachers talk about that quite a bit through the entire research study. We know that teachers felt a lot of pressure to design new curricular content while still thinking about those Christian commitments that are part of the Christian education at modern Christian schools, thinking about the mission statement and how it connects, and also thinking about how to use technology. For some of these teachers, when the technology program began, they had hardly used any technology at all. So we've got this kind of trifecta that they're beginning to think about as they design, and it's all resting on their shoulders.
So it's pretty demanding. How are they doing?
Yes. So overall, we asked this question because we thought that same thing. In our surveys, overwhelmingly, teachers feel like this is supporting their teaching overall. They feel like they are generally effective. But when we start to break down and kind of look at the nuances of their responses, and we listen to focus group discussions that teachers are having, we recognize that they see this as a race where the finish line just keeps moving. They have been supported by the school in terms of professional development, collaborative opportunities to learn with one another, technology coaches, and they feel like that has prepared them well to enter into technology integration in the classrooms. But they all recognize, even those who were among the best in the school in terms of using technology, they recognize that they need to have deeper conversations to connect those areas of content, technology, and Christian commitments. So I think there was promising news there, but there's always going to be room for growth. And that's a lesson that we've learned from this research.
So technology is redefining the teacher's relationship to the curriculum. It's creating new needs for training, professional development. You suggested earlier it's also redefining the teacher's relationship to the students.
Yeah, it sure is. And this was really interesting. Occasionally, we heard teachers talk about before technology, prior to technology integration, they were the gatekeepers of knowledge. They had control over what they were going to introduce to students, when they were going to introduce it. And they felt at times that there was a loss of control over the content, because now any student in a classroom has the internet at their fingertips. They can look up the content that the teacher is teaching in the day. They can fact check the teacher. They can bring new resources to the classroom to share in the learning. And that can be a little bit daunting. But we also know that the teachers who were most successful in the school at integrating technology were ones that saw the digital devices as powerful new ways to orient learning, to create a student-oriented model of learning. And so these teachers, they embraced more collaborative learning environments. They celebrated student contributions to what was happening in the classroom, and they were working to create interdependent classrooms. So we had teachers, for example, who, when they got stumped by a piece of technology that they were trying to use, would turn to the class and say, "All right, is anyone here an expert? I need an expert to help our class out." And those students would contribute to helping the class work through a technology roadblock. Or, for example, we would see students who would share a really interesting article or content that they found online that supplemented what the teacher was teaching. And the teacher would post it and share it for the whole class, because they recognized that this added to the learning that was happening in the classroom. And so when teachers saw this opportunity of using technology in the classroom to open a more collaborative, interdependent relationship between them and the students, then they really excelled. We asked teachers also, how did they get to this point where they were feeling comfortable with this new relational dynamic? And they reminded us that teaching expertise isn't situated solely in just content knowledge or technological knowledge, but it's really complex, and teachers are designers. So when we think about teaching, it's the professional knowledge that the teacher brings to the classroom that prepares them to do things like discern which knowledge is most worth knowing, or think about how to sequence content into a curricular trajectory, or perhaps how to connect particular online content in the unit to Christian commitments. Students aren't the experts at that. Teachers are the experts at that. And once you remember that, it's not so daunting to have the internet and this vast world of resources at the hands of your students.
So that's really asking teachers to rethink their identity. It strikes me that a teacher who's got a lot invested in being the person who knows all the right answers and the person who can tell students the right answer all the time and sort of be in charge is probably kind of going to struggle, because the expertise is having to shift to being just being really good at mediating learning, being good at creating an environment in which we can work around resources and learn together. So did you see any teachers struggling with that kind of transition?
Yeah, we certainly in the observations saw teachers who were struggling. And as those teachers struggled, what was really heartening to see is in this culture of innovation that the school had created, or in the culture that supported the opportunity to take risks, those teachers were then encouraged to really reflect on what was not going well within a particular lesson or a particular unit. They worked with collaborative teams and with their technology coaches to work through that. And there were many who felt like they were still not doing well with teaching with technology because they felt like they were failing a bit at this. But the beauty of this particular school is when administration decided to adopt technology, they were very intentional about professional development. And the further along the project, or the further along the integration occurred in the school, the more they recognized that they needed diverse professional development opportunities. So we started to see the school shift from focusing on you have to use this app or this technology to how are you going to use technology well in your classroom or in your subject, and let's talk with our peers about what they're doing to support a community that can grow together while using the technology.
So we can talk about this shift in terms of sort of pragmatic needs, but it strikes me there's kind of a theological shift going on here as well, where, again, I can think of sort of past models where, you know, the teacher's authority and the teacher being the one with the right answers is very much associated with the authority of Scripture or God's authority. You know, the teacher is the one who kind of just mediates the correct answers to the students as the defender of truth, as it were. Earlier on, you mentioned interdependence. I mean, that seems to give a clue to a way of sort of linking this new teacher role to Christian questions. Were people thinking in that way, trying to think about how this new way amounts to Christian teaching?
I can say that several teachers were thinking this way. I'm not sure that we heard across the school that everyone had wrapped their head around the full idea yet. But what we started to hear is this idea that bringing technology into the school and into the classroom gave us the opportunity to deepen community. It gave the school and teachers the opportunity to reflect on how we create community with one another, how we trust one another, some of those relational pieces that were part of the mission statement, so nurturing hearts. How do we do that in a community where we now have technology in the classroom as well? Those became the forefront of what the discussions in the school were circulating around. And so we have the sense here that even though everyone doesn't quite understand yet theologically what it means to move toward community with technology in the classroom, they're certainly discussing it, thinking about it, and raising relevant questions that are going to keep moving them along that trajectory toward what could be what we hope for in Christian community, right? It is that interdependence. It is that relational engagement with one another. It's a dialogue about learning rather than a teacher directing learning at students. And so we have these new opportunities that these teachers have started to embrace and talk about. And again, it will be an ongoing process for them.
So questions about integrating new technologies into the classroom, it seems, very quickly turn into questions about what we mean by Christian community and what the roles of different people in that community should be. So this actually turns out to be quite a theological challenge as well as a practical one. It seems this is also going to put pressure on the school to figure out what kind of culture it wants to build, what kind of place the school needs to be to support this.
Yeah, we heard a lot about what it takes to support technology integration when we think about school culture. Teachers felt like they either flourished or faded based on what they perceived as the school culture. And so one of the things that we recognized right away is that in order for any school to integrate technology, whether it's a whole scale project like the one-to-one project at Modern Christian Schools or something smaller, you're going to need to have culture where teachers feel like they can innovate, that they can take risks. You're going to need to make sure that they feel supported by peers. In fact, we know from our surveys that the number one resource for teachers learning about how to integrate technology in Christian teaching well was learning from their own colleagues. So you're needing to invest time in professional development, and you're constantly needing to ask how this technology integration relates to the mission or the vision of your school. And so one of the pieces in making sure that you're aiming in the direction that the school is hoping for is tying back in these opportunities in professional development to think about, okay, so if we are going to apply particular apps to a certain content area, what does that have to do with community? What does that have to do with discernment? What does that have to do with any of the other concerns that we have at our school? And so administration really has to think about what it means to develop a structure in place, investing both the time and the money to make sure that teachers feel supported when they move forward with integrating technology.
So you mentioned administration. I mean, I've taught in the past in schools where it's felt as if there was constant top-down pressure that teachers felt they weren't quite making the grade, and you had to be looking over your shoulder all the time and trying to make sure you were doing it right. And I've also taught in schools where leadership, it felt very much like support, and that what you were trying to do for the students would be supported. And it certainly felt a lot easier in those schools to try innovative things because you felt like there wasn't a great weight going to come down on your head if you took a misstep. So it seems this really has implications for styles of school leadership as well, that a kind of an authoritarian, punitive style of school leadership is probably not going to help these changes to flourish.
Absolutely. In fact, if we take a look at one of the quotes from one of our administrators when they're talking about what it means to create this culture, we hear them say these words, the air that the kids breathe is the air that the teachers put out. So if teachers put out excitement and freshness, that's a great learning environment. It's engaging. It's important. And we want teachers to know that we embrace the risk. We'll take it. I will celebrate your failure right along with you. If you stuck your neck out and you tried it, and if it makes you pull your head in your shell, recover, do it again, I'll still be there with you celebrating your failure again.
That's a great quote. I'm just really struck thinking back over our conversation that you start with this question of, let's say, laptops or iPads, these technological devices that we can think of as just a way of accessing information or as a way of getting things done, a way of typing out an essay. And yet very quickly, we've ended up talking about relationships the whole time, about the teacher's relationship to knowledge, the student's relationship to knowledge, the teacher's relationship to the student, to the administration, to their fellow teachers. This is really just redefining and forcing some reflection on how everyone relates to everyone in a learning setting.
Yeah, it was incredible to study the complexity of what came to the fore when they integrated technology. And what was fantastic at Modern Christian Schools is they understood from the very beginning of their one-to-one program that it wasn't about which tool are we going to use, how are we going to use it, it's how are we going to reshape our culture as we integrate technology? And how are these technologies going to push back against us? How are they going to change our practices? What are we going to have to pay attention to? And so schools entering into technology integration should really be thinking about these larger questions. It's not just about, will app A work for math? We're looking at far larger questions in order to effectively integrate technology into Christian education.
So final thought as we draw this to a close, do you have any piece of advice for a teacher who's in the midst of these changes and who's feeling kind of terrified right now?
I sure do. And this comes right from the words of other teachers. First of all, find a mentor or someone that you feel like can really support you in thinking about ideas related to technology. Make sure that you're leveraging collaborative opportunities that are made available to you. And then spend time extending your networks that help you think about technology integration in relationship to your content, but also to those Christian commitments and concerns. So as these networks grow, there are more opportunities for you to learn from one another. And so take advantage of those opportunities to really help you feel centered and grounded as you move forward. And remember, this is a work in progress. If the finish line just keeps moving, which it always will, you have to continue learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for the conversation and for all of your work on the research for this book. The book, Digital Life Together, The Challenge of Technology for Christian Schools, is out May 5th, 2020, and available from all good bookstores. Dr. Kara Sevensmu, who we've been talking to, is one of the authors. And again, thank you for the conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, David.
You've been listening to the Faith in Teaching podcast from the Caius Institute for Christian Teaching and Learning at Calvin University. Learn more at www.pedagogy.net.